Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. A while back, I did a video on the distinction between the words loitering and loafing. Somebody sent me a photograph, I believe it was, of a sign at a post office that said you were not allowed to do either of those things. And the question, of course, is, are they distinct things? Or are they just two words the same thing? Or am I loitering but not loafing? Or loafing but not loitering? What is the difference between the two? And so we had a spirited discussion, you and I, as well as in the comments below, many other people jumped in on this one. And I just got a very thoughtful email that is on this topic. So I thought I had to break this out and talk about it because there might be an answer. Terry writes to me and says, Steve, as a student of languages, with a major in German and a minor in English, I was very interested in your piece about the difference between loafing and loitering. Based on my experience with the terms in everyday usage, loitering likely has its roots in Middle Dutch, coming from a word loteren, which translates roughly as to walk in a shaky manner. The implication is that the loiterer is in some way disabled and therefore unlikely to be able to work, but it also implies that the loiterer is impeding everyone around him or her, either by walking so slowly and obstreperously, good word, as to make it difficult for others to get by, or by being placed in such a spot that it impedes movement in the area. It also implies that by loitering, the individual is doing something illegal, or at the very least, of questionable legality, just by virtue of being in a certain location. And again, we talk about nuances of words. A lot of this stuff is shades or gradations of meaning. And so a lot of things, when they talk about the derivations of words and how they evolve over time, it's not chemistry, it's not math. It's just, you know, do these things have these certain tones to them and so on. So that all makes complete sense to me. Now, loafing, as Terry points out, comes from a cousin language, German, but not the High German spoken by the educated person. Rather, it stems from a lowland dialect of German from the word laufen, which means to run. In High German, laufen becomes laufen, and from that stem grew the word Landlaufer, which is a tramp or a bum, pronounced Landläufer. So, if I'd read this moments ago, I would have realized I'm about to mispronounce that word, which gives you the precursor pronunciation for loafer. To me, at least in literature, a loafer is someone who is capable of employment, but chooses to idle about instead of work, and is not necessarily doing anything to disrupt the community around him or her. Again, shades and gradations of meanings of words. Thus, loitering implies a disruption of the place where the loitering is taking place, whereas loafing implies no such intrusion. And as a good linguist would do, Terry gives examples. Steinbeck in Cannery Row lauds the ability of his main characters to loaf because they demonstrate not only their adaptability, but their talent for relaxation because they blended in so harmoniously with their surroundings. While the respectable citizens of Monterey condemn those characters, Steinbeck sees loafing as a sign of wisdom. He claims that loafers are survivors and in The Log from the Sea of Cortez states, only in laziness can one achieve a state of contemplation, which is a balancing of values. A busy man cannot find the time for such balancing. We do not think a lazy man can commit murders, nor great thefts, nor lead a mob. He'd be more likely to think about it and laugh. This is how I have always understood the fine differences between the two words in common usage. However, I think your assessment that the law doesn't distinguish between them is spot on. In two examples from case law that I found on cursory searches of the internet, the U.S. Supreme Court uses the words interchangeably. In Papa Cristo versus City of Jacksonville, 1972, and state justices in a Kansas case, the City of Olathe versus Lauk, Kansas, 1943, found the terms loiter, loaf, and idle are used synonymously. Hope this helps contribute a bit to the answer you seek. Really enjoy your podcast and your live streaming. Sincerely, Terry. So Terry, yes, it does contribute a bit to the answer I seek. And as you are referring to everyone who watches these videos, I am a seeker of truth. And I understand that some of these truths, like I said before, are in areas that are not so objectively measurable, and you can't do this like, you know, math or a proof or a chemical experiment, but we can look at these things and come to some conclusions. Now, I will tell you that because I do not know Terry, and Terry has written some mighty fine words there, including obstreperously, I did decide to actually double check some of this because, as I often tell you, I don't make this stuff up. So when I am faced with a question such as where is the derivation of loitering versus loafing, I've mentioned before that my Bible when it comes to English usage is the Oxford English Dictionary. And this is one of two volumes, but you should know that the Oxford English Dictionary is actually a very, very large collection of books. And this is what they call the compact edition. And so what they do is they shrink it down and they put four pages per page that allows them to take this huge set that would literally fill a big bookshelf and crunch it down to two handy but heavy volumes that are difficult to read with a naked eye. And they actually give you a Bausch & Lomb magnifying glass with it when you buy the set. And it actually comes in a case with a little slot for the magnifying glass. And I've told people in my life that somebody who loved me very much would give me the full set, the non-compact OED. But so far, apparently, no one's loved me enough to do that. And I haven't bought it for myself. Another story altogether. Maybe I should go to therapy for that. I don't know. But the question is, when we compare the words loaf and loiter, and we talk about their word origins, what do we get? So first, we will look at the Oxford English Dictionary for the word loiter. And loiter, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, which, by the way, is the basis of a book called The Professor and the Madman by Simon Winchester. And if you ever get a chance to read that book, do so. It's a wonderful story about how the OED came into existence by some people who literally decided to sit down and catalog every single word in the English language and the origins of those words. And as you might imagine, it would be a daunting task, and it was. But the product is amazing. But the word loiter, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, comes from the Dutch. So Terry appears to be correct in this one. And it says here that it appeared in a bunch of different forms. Loiter, loitron, loiter, loiter, L-O-Y-T-R-E, and so on. And in this example, they found that it appears to have been found in a Dutch Lutheran, which meant to wag about like a loose tooth. So if you had a loose tooth, you know, you got one of those teeth that's loose, you know, especially when you're a little kid, hopefully. Your tooth is loose. The Dutch would actually say that the tooth was loitering. And of course, that's just one sense of the word. It was also being used in a sense meaning to shake or totter. And also similar to the word shiver. And then, of course, it then very quickly developed into a bunch of other uses. But many of the original uses were that it was similar meaning to dawdle or so on. But some of the earliest uses in the English language, number one, in early use, to idle or waste one's time in idleness, to linger indolently on the way when sent on an errand or when making a journey, to linger idly about a place. So there you go with the word having a synonymous meaning with the word idle. As Terry pointed out, that the courts have said that loiter, loaf, and idle all have the same meanings, legally at least. So then the question is about loaf, bookmark. And loaf, of course, in English has many different meanings, including a loaf of bread. But when we're talking about loaf as a verb, I just saw it here a second ago. Loaf or loafing here, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, has an obscure origin, most likely German. So again, Terry's correct. And it means to spend time idly or to idle away time. And they give examples dating back to the 1800s where it's appeared in print in the English language. So fascinating, at least to me. these minor distinctions in the words, but again, it does appear that in common modern usage, the words probably do not have any distinction between them with respect to legality, meaning that if you got busted, a cop came in, the male police showed up and said, hey, we got a complaint about you. You were loitering or loafing, and that sign there says you can't do those two things. We're going to bring you in. And you said, I want a more specific statement. I want to know exactly what I was doing that constituted loitering and or loafing. And chances are, if they could show that you were simply being idle, you were there with no purpose, you weren't doing anything but just being there. And you're being there, you shouldn't have been there. You were loitering, you were loafing, you were idle, and that's how it works. So Terry, thank you for the email. I appreciate it. Wonderfully written. Great education. Like I said, the Oxford English Dictionary, at least this half of it, agrees with you. So there you go. Questions, comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.